Hello, this is Mary Gow from Mulled Wine Concerts, and today I have the wonderful chance to talk with Nikolai Saratovsky, who's our concert pianist who lives in Taiwan. So we're actually talking to him in Taiwan today. Hello, Nikolai.
Hello, Mary.
Hi. Well, we're going to have a nice chat for 20 minutes or something like that. And so I'm in the studio of Coast Access Radio, and we're going to talk a little bit about the concert, which is coming up next month, June the 14th, Sunday, June the 14th in Paikokoriki at 2:30 in the afternoon. And we're going to talk about the program and some of about Nikolai's life and all of that. So let's talk about the concert on the June the 14th in Paikokoriki, Mulled Wine Concert in the Memorial Hall in Paikokoriki. So Nikolai, tell me, we've known each other quite a few years now, and we met in Belgium, in Brussels, and now you're living in Taiwan. Tell us a bit about your life in Taiwan now.
Yeah, I think we met almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
At that time, I was still living in Russia, but then since 2020, already more than 6 years, I've been living in Taiwan.
Mm. And you're...
So I think the life is really good here, and very stable and convenient and good to grow kids. I think it's really good place to live.
Oh, on that subject, how many children do you have now?
I have two kids, son and daughter.
Yeah, and what are their names and how old are they?
My older son is Maxim. He's 7 years old, second grade in the elementary school. And my daughter is 3 years old.
Wow, already? Yeah,
already. Time is so fast. I remember 2 years ago two or 3 years ago, I went to New Zealand. And my daughter was just 2 months old.
Yeah, that's
right. I was talking about this during my concerts.
That's right, that's right.
Time flies, so that's now she's already 3 years old.
So, Nikolai, tell me, where are you working now in Taiwan?
Currently, I am serving as a full-time piano professor at the National Taipei University of Education.
Wow, that sounds like a fantastic job.
Yeah, I was really lucky.
How many students do you have, Nikolai?
In the university, I have 13 students, but also have some extra students.
So, some private students as well?
Yeah.
Great. And are you looking forward to coming to New Zealand?
Oh, I'm absolutely excited
to
come into New Zealand. Already fifth time.
Yes, it is. It is the fifth time. Yep. You've got a big public in New Zealand now, especially in Paikokoriki, in Kapiti, and people coming from Wellington as well. Already many tickets are sold already. And what else do you like about New Zealand? Have you traveled around New Zealand very much?
So it's absolutely unique country. And as I mentioned, I'm happy to live in Taiwan, but New Zealand is a very different place. And it is a place where I kind of recharge my battery, my inner battery.
I
go there, it doesn't really matter where I go.
Yeah,
it's everything is fantastic. For example, we went to Nawi to see the seals and these fantastic coasts, and
that's right.
And then we crossed the
Cook Strait,
and went to Picton, and the nature there is absolutely amazing.
And I believe you went fishing when you were in Picton.
Sorry?
I believe that you went fishing when you were in Picton.
Yes. Yeah. This is what I cannot really do in Taiwan, because Taiwan is simply much they're way smaller than New Zealand and very crowded, and we don't have so many opportunities to this kind of activities.
Yeah, yeah.
New Zealand has a very big land and so many fun things to do.
Yes.
So it's not only for music.
No.
Of course, it's fantastic to play in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I like the audience so much.
Yeah.
And I feel very welcome. But beside that, also, just to go around, I think
yes.
it's really good. For music, it's also very good
and this,
to have different experience.
Yeah, and this year, for the benefit of you listeners, Nikolai is going to play, first of all, in Featherston on June the 13th in that wonderful Anzac Hall. The day after, on the 14th of June, he plays in Paikakariki. Then we go to the South Island, and on June the 17th, he will give a concert in Nelson at the NCMA. And then the day after, we go to Blenheim, and he will play in the Whitehaven Theatre. And so if any of you listeners have friends in Nelson or Blenheim, please, please, please spread the word. So, Nikolai, let's talk a bit about the program. What's the first piece you're going to play?
I would divide the concerts into two parts.
Mm.
The first part, I will play the Western European music.
Yes.
Like Schumann, Liszt, and Brahms.
Yes.
And these pieces are quite famous and very easy to listen for any kind of audience.
Yes.
I think and Schumann
Arabesque,
and then we'll be Liszt.
Ah, the Liszt
concert etude on Sospiro.
Sospiro, yes, that's not an easy piece, is it?
It's not easy to play, but
yes. I oh no, it's beautiful to listen to. It's on my repertoire. I played it for one of my diplomas, and. Wow, it was lovely, especially the beginning where you've got the hands crossing over to bring the melody out. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it. and then in
the second half.
Just tell us a bit about the Brahms before we go to the second half. Yeah.
Yes, I will conclude the first half with pieces of Brahms.
Yes.
He's the last set of pieces. Of Brahms, it's when he was already old. It's
Opus 119,
and has four pieces.
Yes,
and they have a lot of philosophy, a lot of beauty.
Yes,
a little bit nostalgic. It has some elements of melancholic things.
Yes.
So I just love this set. Maybe it's not that famous that some other pieces by Brahms. But I found it really great music.
Yes.
And that's why I decided to include it.
What are the names of the pieces in that Opus 119?
It's Intermezzo.
Intermezzo, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they all called Intermezzo?
Yeah. First two are Intermezzo.
Yes.
Intermezzo. And the last one is Rhapsody. It's like a little symphony. It's very gorgeous.
Yes.
Symphonic sound.
Yes.
And yeah. So I think it's a good end of the second, of the first half.
Yeah, I'm especially looking forward to those pieces. Yeah. And then we go to the second half. What are we going to?
In the second half, we'll be only Russian music.
Yes, wonderful. That's what everybody wants to hear you playing.
I will start with the Tchaikovsky Sleeping Beauty Ballet arrangement by another Russian pianist, Mikhail Pletnev.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's very fun. It's because it's very challenging piece for pianists.
Yes, yes.
But very well done by Maestro Pletnev.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
This piece is less played than Nutcracker Ballet.
Yes.
But I think it's getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
Many more and more pianists play this set. And I think it's a lot of fun.
Lovely, lovely.
And just beautiful music by Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky is number one Russian composer around the world. It's most recognizable composer. So, because his music is very simple and very touching and easy to understand for any people.
Lovely, lovely. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then I will finish my concert with the famous Sonata number 2 by my favorite composer, Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Ah, yeah. And were you going to do some other pieces of Rachmaninoff also?
Because the sonata is already very big.
Is it? Right.
Yeah. But if I'm happen to play encore pieces, maybe, who knows?
Who knows? Our favorite saying, who knows? I just remember, was it some preludes? I think in the program that you sent me for possibilities, I think you mentioned also some preludes. But maybe you just want to go straight to the sonata?
Yeah. So preludes are very short, so of course can be included maybe afterwards.
Maybe, so yes. Yeah. I think you probably have to prepare a few encores because the audience in Paikakuriki are not going to let you go easily. So we'll come back to talk a bit about the music. I'm just going to give the listeners the details of how to obtain tickets. The tickets are, as always, $35. And I think $15 for our students under 16. And the easiest way to get them, of course, is by sending me an email, marygow@gmail.com. That's marygow@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can buy them from Mana. If you're living around Porirua or Wellington, you can go to Mana, to the wonderful shop called Magpie. And probably you can pick up some beautiful flowers from that shop when you're there. So Tracy will encourage you to look at her beautiful flowers as well as the clothing. And then up to Paikakuriki is Finn's Hotel. Josie has the tickets there at Finn's Hotel. Then Paraparumu Beach at Moby Dickens. And then in Waikanae, where I am now, at the shop Genoa, the wonderful funky clothes shop called Genoa. So that's how to get your tickets. Very important to know that. Let's have a little quick talk about Featherston. The Featherston concert, Nikolai, is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the day before, Saturday, June the 13th. And because it's just 75 minutes with no half time, you'll probably be going to shave that that program down a wee bit, but we can talk about that. Yeah. And then also, then we have, of course, the concerts in Nelson and in Blenheim, and they will be the full concerts as well because they're 7:30 till 9, short break for the interval. So, Nikolai, is there anything else you'd like to talk to us about? Because I'm going to save some time to play some of your music when we have that collated. What else would you like to tell us? Yeah,
I just wanted to mention that it's the first time I will go to Nelson and Blenheim, so it's also really interesting to me to visit these new areas.
Yes, we fly to Nelson and then we drive to Blenheim and then we fly from Blenheim to Paraparaumu. And I have to warn you, Nikolai, this is not a big aeroplane.
So I believe it's going to be a fantastic journey.
I think so, yeah. And in that paragraph that you wrote to me, is there anything out of that paragraph that we put in the press release? Is there anything else in that paragraph that you'd like to mention before we sign off to listen to your music? It's your fifth time in New Zealand. You love coming here.
Yeah, I always love to come to New Zealand because I think the most important part It's not even about music, not about just sightseeing, but to meet my great friends. And
Yes.
this you have to spend these fantastic evenings by the fireplace and
Yes.
open some aristocratic bottle of wine.
I do
Yeah, I
recall.
think it's incredible part and to see
Yes.
the stars because in Taiwan is too crowded and
Yes.
maybe the air pollution doesn't allow to see that much
Yes.
stars, but New Zealand, I think it's just the best place
Oh,
for
great.
observing stars.
That's
And
wonderful.
in combination with these cozy conversations with wine and
Yes.
stars, and I
Yes.
think this is could be
Wonderful.
even the most important part because you want just practice piano, but he doesn't have time to live life.
Yes.
I think there will be nothing to play about. So I strongly believe that these kind of things to enjoy life,
Yes.
to
And
talk with
I forgot
the
to
other people
mention
really helps.
that I did forget to mention that on June the 12th, you're going to have a day at the New Zealand School of Music, giving
Oh, right.
lessons to five students. And this is a good time to mention this, actually, because if you know of anybody who would like to have a lesson with Nikolai, you should just send me an email and I can arrange it together with Nikolai. Yep, that would be really nice. Nikolai loves teaching. He's doing masterclasses all over the world. Korea, in Spain, yeah, in Italy. Where else, Nikolai? Japan?
Oh, yes, Japan
Yes.
and Poland.
Poland. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot just quite many places
Yes. You've
in
played in
masterclass.
something like 150 capital cities, haven't you? Some crazy number of capital cities. And you used to go to Africa, didn't you, every year for a while back? Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful to talk to you. I'm going to save some time to hear some of your music. We're really looking forward to. I'm just going to repeat the details of how to get the tickets for the Featherston and the Paikokariki concert. Send me an email, marygao@gmail.com. Otherwise, the shops in Kapiti, that's from north to south now, that's at Genoa and Waikanae. Moby Dickens in Paraparaumu Beach, Finn's Hotel in Paikokariki, and Mana is the shop called Magpie. And if you're in the Wairarapa and you happen to be listening to this, by the way, this interview will be put up on the website, so you can send this to your friends in the Wairarapa. And the way to get tickets there is in Featherston, Mrs. Feather's Den. That's quite difficult to say. Eyesight in Martinborough and Mrs. Blackwell's Bookshop in Greytown. So those tickets are only $30 and $10 for children. So I'm going to sign off now with a grateful thank you to Coast Access Radio. Nikolai, we're looking forward to seeing you very, very much.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing all of you very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're going to listen to some of your music now. Thank you, Nikolai.
This program was produced at Coast Access Radio with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Coast Access Radio.